Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's webinar, The State of European Security. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Tess Kennard with the Onapsis marketing team, and I'm really excited to introduce today's session. To shed light on the state of European security in 2023, we have analyzed and observed threats and attacks targeting European applications. Today, we will discuss key strategies to maintain compliance and better mitigate risk across your European landscape. With me, I have Alec Brailsford, VP of America's Solution Architects. Alec has close to two decades of experience in cybersecurity. Thank you for being here. Before I pass this over to Alec, a few housekeeping items. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer all questions at the end of the session. We've also added some related content you might be interested in, including a few helpful resources recommended by our speaker. You can find that in the resources section on the bottom right of your screen. Please know that you can adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller, depending on your preferences. Finally, please note that today's session is being recorded and we will share it with you after we wrap today. Now, I'm gonna pass this over to Alec to kick off the session. Please go ahead, Alec.
Thanks, Tess. So historically, ERP has been a solution that typically is on-site within a customer environment. Everything kind of changed over COVID when the entire world got locked down. Everyone was working from home. We're all remote. So a lot of organizations that historically had said they would never venture into the cloud opted to venture into the cloud because that was their only option. Folks weren't able to go into the office, so engineers couldn't go into data centers, you know, et cetera. With that, there was a tremendous growth on the ERP side in cloud. So a lot of organizations moved into cloud, and it's estimated based on Financial Online Survey that in 2020, about $45.3 billion was spent on ERP cloud, and that's going to climb to somewhere over $101 billion by 2025. So there's going to be a lot of growth in that ERP market, especially on the cloud side. That being said, you know, moving into cloud, it comes with a lot of risks and a lot of, you know, openings as it pertains to security, you know, potential breaches, et cetera. And what we've seen is that, you know, from 2020 to 2022, the cost of a breach has surged 13%, right? And this is data provided by IBM Cost of a Data Breach report from 2022. Now, notwithstanding that, you know, organizations have saved money. Like, for example, if they're leveraging AI, if they're using incident response tools, if they're leveraging, you know, solutions like zero trust architecture, as well as if they're using XDR technologies, those organizations have seen, you know, a lower cost in fixing breaches that they have found. Now, when you think about it, the fact that if organizations are actually saving money on by utilizing certain tools, you know, to kind of prevent breaches in the environment, and the cost has still surged 13%, then we have a real serious issue on our hands. Now, one of the crazy facts is that 64% of ERP systems has been breached in the past 2 years. That's just phenomenal. I mean, when you think about the fact that, you know, you've got large global organizations all over the world that are using ERP, and 64% of those systems have been breached. That's a lot of systems that have been breached. And what we've seen over the years is that the attacks against ERP have been increasing steadily, right? And a big part of it is related to the fact that, you know, ERP systems historically weren't necessarily seen as you know, areas where folks would necessarily focus their attacks. And as such, you know, over time, you know, they were ignored within the environment. There really wasn't a lot of security that was placed as it pertains to them. There wasn't a lot of focus in those areas. And I think attackers were able to leverage that and see that as a huge opening. What was also discovered is the fact that ERP systems move a lot of money, right? So in most organizations, that's where a lot of the financial transactions occur. And if breached, attackers can gain access to very valuable information, but also more very importantly, they gain the ability to be able to move money around to where they want to get it to. So those types of breaches cause a huge effect within the environment. What we've also seen as it pertains to this, you know, the number of systems breaches, that The US CERT, which puts out, you know, alerts based on specific vulnerabilities or new threats, et cetera, saw a huge increase in the number of ERP related certs that it pushed out, putting out as many as, one per year, pretty much from 2018 straight up into 2022, where they didn't have that level of frequency prior to that. So we're seeing a lot more threats as it pertains to ERP over time. Now, what's potentially constituting to this? So there's a lot of things, and we can sum it up in one word, complexity, right? So we talked about the fact that ERP is moving to cloud, right? So lots of organizations beyond just the ERP are moving into cloud. A big part of that is digital transformation, right? So you've got environments where we've got legacy systems, legacy applications, and companies are looking for ways to make those applications more efficient, have them more become more agile. So they're leveraging cloud and other technologies to do that, right? Compliance drivers are also a lot stricter, right? So we've seen that there's an increase in breaches where, you know, customer data has been, put out onto the web, PI information has been leaked, et cetera. So the regulatory bodies have, you know, become a lot more stringent in ensuring that they protect the customer data and protect this PI, et cetera. So compliance requirements have also increased as well. There's also constant change within the environment. So what you find is that, you know, because a lot of organizations now are more application driven, when you're driven primarily by applications, you develop a lot more frequently, you push a lot more changes out, et cetera. And with that constant change, anything could happen, right? I could, misconfigure a system. So not necessarily have a vulnerability, but in pushing out an update, I could put in a bad configuration, et cetera. And any of those particular things could occur to cause my environment to be accessible to breach. And then, of course, the threat actors have improved, right? So historically, you had script kiddies who were looking to cause nuisance. Now you've got nation states and large organized crime units that are out performing a lot of these breaches to be able to get access to data, but more importantly, be able to gain access to money, right? So whether it be from a ransomware perspective, or as we've seen with some of these ERP attacks where they're going in, redirecting funds or finding ways to spoof information to get accounts payables or monies paid out to them. Now, one of the huge issues that's causing this is the fact that, you know, over time, we've looked at the network in various layers, right? And the main focus has typically been to protect ourselves from the perimeter, right? So you've got the hard outer shell and the soft mushy center. So not a lot of attention has been paid to in kind of the center area of the application, right? And what we're seeing is there's a large number of attacks, and the increase of attacks has occurred specifically on applications and at the application level, right? So, you know, though we've got that perimeter security, though we've got endpoint and other network prevention mechanisms in place, we don't have enough at the application layer. And hence, it's allowing attackers to be able to get in and gain access, at the application level and be able to perpetrate those breaches. Now, why is this, right? So one of the big reasons is, one of the key things is really around understanding, what vulnerabilities do we have? You know, do we have any threat monitoring in place? Do we have any type of code compliance in place? And the key thing is, especially when you're looking at your ERP systems, they're frequently managed by other teams, right? So it's not the security team that's managing it. It's usually an application team specific to SAP or Oracle or whatever flavor of the solution you're using, right? Threat monitoring. So a large amount of threat monitoring that usually is within an environment is typically more focused around the network layer, right? So it's not specifically around an application. And of course, for SAP, there are not a lot of vendors who provide any type of direct threat monitoring specific for SAP systems. And then on the code side, right? So a lot of times there's reliance on manual code reviews. You may be using code solutions like Avera Code, et cetera, that's able to look at code from a broader perspective, but again, is not earmarked specifically for SAP. So without that understanding and that knowledge specifically of the SAP system, a lot of things can be missed. Now, what happens if we don't fix all of this, right? So, I mean, it's the typical things, and I'm sure we're all very familiar with this because It's pretty much the same for ERP systems as it is for, you know, other various things that we have in our network environment. So you have the potential of data loss or breach, right? Which of course, you know, when you have data loss, you've got stuff leaking out to the dark web, out to the internet, personal information, customer information, et cetera. When the environment is breached, it's not good from a reputation perspective. Your reputation can be damaged. So that's not good to be in the news and to be in the public eye to know that your organization is one that was breached and data was accessed. It can also cause project delays, right? So you've got, as we talked about before, with environments being a lot more application driven, they're very agile, they need to do things quickly. So you need to have those projects rolling out as fast as possible. Well, when you have a breach, you've got to, everything grinds to a halt, right? You've got to go out, you've got to go fix this. It can cause project delays. It can also cause system outages, which means it takes your business offline potentially, right? So you're going to be losing money. And then of course, there's a compliance side that we talked about as well, where there's a potential of having to pay huge fines, right? And then also the huge cost of fixing things to getting yourself back in a level of compliance so that, you know, your auditors will pass you moving along. Here's some questions to ask yourself, and I won't go through all of these. I'm sure we can kind of read through, but I'll touch on certain key areas here, right? So one of the key things is visibility, right? Do you have the right level of visibility, right? If you're a large organization, you know, multiple geographies, you may have a very large ERP implementation. It may be a heterogeneous type of ERP, meaning, you may not only have SAP, you may also have Oracle, you may have other solutions that you're using for ERP. Do you have that level of visibility around that entire landscape, right? So do you have scheduled reviews to review patching, right? So how often are you doing patching in your environment? Do you know whether once you're doing those patches, are you actually trending down? Are you trending up? Are you plateauing, right? So is it actually making a difference within the environment? And then of course, on the code side again, are you doing regular code reviews? I mean, are you looking at your code? Are you looking to ensure that from a security perspective, you know, everything is correct within your code? You're not embedding credentials. You're not giving certain permissions to heirs of the application or giving certain credential level privileges to certain heirs of the application that it shouldn't have or doesn't need to be able to perform its function. So again, several questions to kind of ask yourself to kind of assess, where am I today and where do I want to get to? And then we'll talk a little bit about how we can get you there. So five things to do today, right? So we kind of went through the questions, but here are some key things that you want to look at, right? So you want to ensure that, you know, you're looking at and you're treating your ERP environment or your critical applications as, you know, critical infrastructure, right? So you've got to view it that way because that's how it's going to get the level of visibility and attention, especially from a security side. It also is going to create that level of importance within the teams to be able to go out and ensure that, you know, you do your timely patch management, which is another area that you want to focus on, right? So applying patches regularly and applying them as quickly as possible, right? Because you got to remember, by the time the patch has come out, that vulnerability probably has been sitting out, could be for several days, several weeks, could be several months. It all depends on how quickly they're able to put that patch together, right? So timely patch management is very important as well, right? And then also continuous monitoring. You have to have some way of being able to monitor for threats, monitor vulnerabilities on a continuous basis, right? So as new things crop up, you know, we talk about zero-day threats. You've heard that term. You're able to catch those and see those immediately. And even if there isn't a patch available, you can mitigate those in some way, right? And of course, securing your custom code within your ERP. That's probably the most important piece, right? Because with the custom code, it's very different where, you know, standard off-the-shelf tools are not going to necessarily be able to quickly and easily ensure proper security and compliance within those tools. So you want to ensure that you're securing those in some way. And then of course, commit to control and governance, right? So, you know, have from the top level down, you know, some level of governance, you know, have controls in place and have compliance as a number one goal within the environment, but managing that from a top down, rolling it down within the various organizations and ensuring that even if it's not, for example, with the SAP teams, which are specifically focused around the application, making security and making compliance and governance important to them ensures that in their day-to-day, they'll think about security as they go about their job. All right, so how can we help in all of this? So Anapsys provides a suite of solutions that cover various areas around specifically SAP security. That's our bread and butter. So that's what really differentiates us from anything else that you may have in your environment and any other tool that's out there in the marketplace that may be doing code scanning, maybe doing vulnerability management or threat detection. Our assess component is strictly around vulnerability management, and it's purpose-built specifically for SAP and looks for only SAP vulnerabilities. A lot of the information that's in it is fed by our Anapsys Research Labs, which I'll talk about here in a little bit, that specifically goes out and finds new threats and vulnerabilities and provides the signatures for those as part of our assess tool. Defend, another product within our solution set, is specifically around threat detection, right? So it's one thing about being able to understand what vulnerabilities you have, but you want to be able in real time to be able to assess your environment and understand, are you under attack? Are you facing any type of threat based on specific characteristics of a particular attack? You know, has a breach actually occurred and things are occurring and there's heuristics or other characteristics that detail that. And that's what the Defend product does. So it's strictly around threat detection. Control is really around code management, right? So and code detection. So going in and at a higher level, really around code security, right? So being able to use it to scan your code, to look to see whether within your code you have any improper coding. If you're, as I stated earlier, if you have embedded passwords, if you're providing permissions to certain users within the code that's not necessarily for performing certain functions. And also, making this a part of your CI/CD process. So ensuring that as you develop code through your development, through your QA, through production, that code is secured and written in a secure manner. And then the last piece is comply. And comply is really around compliance, right? So you want to have some way to ensure that from an audit perspective, when you are auditor or when you have to provide for your quarterly or yearly audits, reporting information, you can demonstrate that you are in compliance, right? So, you know, are you changing passwords on a regular basis? Are you ensuring that passwords are a certain length? Are you ensuring that certain accounts are limited in their access and visibility within the environment, et cetera? So whether it be from a Sarbanes-Oxley perspective, FISMA, et cetera, most of the common, regulatory requirements, you can run reports, run scans to understand, is my environment compliant from that perspective? And that's what Comply does. Anapsys Research Labs is really, I would say, the secret sauce behind everything that I just talked about earlier. And Ona Labs has been around for a while. Our founders originally were gray hat hackers, specifically around SAP, saw the need and they developed the company based off of that. And the research lab has lived on, right? So we've discovered over 1,000 plus zero-day vulnerabilities to business critical apps. We contribute a tremendous amount of data to SAP to help them in being able to find vulnerabilities and find weaknesses within their application and allowing them to be able to go out and create and develop whatever patches are required or any configuration changes to make their application more secure. But more importantly, for any of our customers that are utilizing our services, it gives them that peace of mind in understanding that if there's a zero-day threat, there's a new type of threat on the landscape, we can provide them the protection to be able to mitigate that while SAP is putting together a potential patch or a potential fix within their environment. Here's a quick review of a Fortune 5 company that's a customer of ours. The major challenge they were facing was, the patching was very labor intensive. Patching vulnerabilities, it created, visibility and security gaps within SAP for the team. So, they lacked the visibility. It was very difficult to do the patch management and they couldn't get it done in a timely manner because just so many systems across the environment. They didn't know how to prioritize those things. They also didn't have a good understanding of once I applied this patch or made this configuration change, is it really bringing my threat level down, right? So how about really put a dent in it or not? And the solution was Anapsys, right? So, or Assess and Defend product we brought in, which again, assesses around the vulnerability management, Defend is around threat detection, where we could perform continuous scans and monitor the SAP environment for vulnerabilities and any types of misconfigurations, as well as mispatches and any new threats, right? So immediately they're able to see value because now they had the visibility, they had the ability to be able to understand exactly what areas of the environment were vulnerable and how to prioritize going out and patching those environments, but had the comfort of the threat detection where as they're doing the patches and as they're doing the necessary configuration changes, if there's any activity that could potentially be lethal or nefarious in the environment, they'd be alerted of it immediately. So giving them, being able to then be able to switch gears very quickly if they need to then reprioritize to say, hey, I think we're under attack and we need to go and mitigate this, and then we can get back to the patching after. And of course, the results gained were, visibility in the SAP, including activity of third-party contractors, which is great. So they're getting that that broader level of visibility. And then, of course, streamlined and automated patching, kind of what I talked about, being able to really be able to understand what needed to be done when and be able to get that done quickly. I thank you for your time today. And if there are any questions, I will turn it back over to Tess.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alec. This was a very informative session. I personally liked the 5 takeaways. I thought that was very helpful. So thank you. We do have time for a couple of questions. So looking here at the chat. Someone says, so I own vulnerability management and threat detection tools already. Why do I still need Anapsys?
Yeah. So it's so funny. This is a question that we actually get a lot, right? Because a lot of organizations have been doing security for a while. So they have other tools within the environment. They own vulnerability solutions like Rapid7, CrowdStrike, they may own a Nessus, et cetera. The difference is that our solution or Anapsys solution is purpose-built for SAP, right? So we eat, sleep, breathe SAP. That's all we do, right? So, and of course, a little bit of Oracle as well. So ERP is really our main footprint. That being said, what we detect or vulnerability mappings, as well as our threat modules are exportable, right? So if you're using like a CrowdStrike or Rapid7, et cetera, you can push those out, using our common format, right, to those systems. So now you get that network level of visibility around these particular threats that are related to SAP while having the comfort of having the Anapsys solution looking at the actual application level of SAP, and you're getting the visibility there. So you've got the visibility and the protection at the application level. And then now by exporting the rules out to your other solutions that you're using, you then have that ability to have the visibility at a network level. And there's also integrations with SIM as well. We can integrate with common ITSM tools like a ServiceNow to help you with incident handling and be able to, make a whole lot easier in the environment.
Great. Thank you. And then we do have time for one more here. And I think you touched upon this briefly, but it's great that you can detect known vulnerabilities. What about zero-day threats? Can you elaborate on that again?
Sure, absolutely. So zero-day is huge because, when you think about it, not knowing something is coming, not knowing what you don't know is really crazy, right? So and it can be really serious. So going back to the, Anapsys Labs, that's one of the main reasons that customers, purchase us and utilize us as their SAP solution is the fact that we have owner labs. It's very unique in the space. There's no other vendor that provides anything around SAP from a security perspective that has this unique lab environment. So we've got honeypots that we have stationed all over the internet. We have a dedicated team that is constantly looking at SAP, reviewing as they make updates, changes, as they roll out new applications and new capabilities. And we're looking to find any weaknesses, vulnerabilities, et cetera, within the system, within SAP specifically. And the beauty of it is that our customers get that comfort of knowing that when we find something, at the same time, we're rolling that into our product to provide, whether it be from a threat detection perspective or vulnerability module to be able to detect the characteristics of that threat, we're also notifying SAP. So the beauty of it is that you're fully protected by us while SAP is figuring out, you know, whether it's going to be a new patch or what needs to be done to be able to mitigate that particular threat, you're protected from day one. So as that's being put together, and you know, whatever threat mitigation from SAP is going to come, is being built out, you've got that protection. And as I stated earlier, this could be days before they get put something together. It could be weeks before they put something together. It could be months, right? So you want to ensure that you are protected during that time frame, and that's what Ona Labs is able to provide you.
Thank you. So that brings us to time. For all the other questions in the chat, please know that we will reach out to you individually to get those answered. And just a brief reminder to everyone listening, this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you after we wrap. And with that, thank you again, Alec, and everyone on the call for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Tess. Thanks, everyone.